The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation held a groundbreaking ceremony for a care facility in Bethel this week. Once constructed, it will be the only place in all of Western Alaska to offer disabled elders around-the-clock care. For Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Elders from the senior center are unloading from a bus to take part in the festivity. The crowd gathers in the sand lot where the new building will go. They're under a temporary shelter. It's on a cloudy and windy day. They're there to see the official groundbreaking.
This has been a long journey, trying to get a place for our elders.
YKHC board member James Charlie Sr. of Tuksuk Bay.
I've been on the board for 17 years, and at the time I got in, they were talking about a place where our elders can be, where to be near their relatives and to eat their own food.
For many of the elderly with disabilities, the only option for around-the-clock care has been facilities located in Anchorage. Senator Lyman Hoffman says it's a story he's seen several times.
Many of them are heartbroken by the fact that they have to leave their family, their friends, and it just breaks their heart.
Hoffman, along with other lawmakers and lobby efforts by the Health Corporation, have resulted in 2 years of funding for the project coming from the state of Alaska. That total is over $16 million. Which is enough for a modest facility, says Health Corporation President Gene Peltola.
It's a great monumental event, breaking ground on this facility today, and it'll be even a greater day when this facility opens up for operations.
The first phase of the project will house up to 18 elders. It will be built in a way to allow for easy expansion if new construction money becomes available in the future. Charlie says that's reason for others to be hopeful, including himself.
I hope that when I get old, I'll get benefit from it too.
Yeah. YKHC hopes to open the long-term care facility by the end of 2012. With help from Dean Swope and Mike Martz, I'm Shane Iverson.